Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland. Pastor George is back with us again today, and we are just dancing our way
Woo!
Through
prosperity. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
We love it. It's awesome, George.
Gloria, we're talking about faith.
Somebody, who was this? I've been rich, I've been poor,
and rich is better.
It's better to have than to have not. Now, that's a deep subject.
That's a quote right there.
But the good thing is, God wants us to have. That's called the blessing.
Yes, yes.
Poverty is called the curse. Jesus redeemed us from the curse and brought on the blessing for us. It's ours, and I am eternally grateful.
I'm grateful, too.
Because you can do so much more when you're blessed. Yeah. If you're not blessed, you might not even have a car to drive to church. You can't go pick people up and bring them to church with you, or food, or whatever. The blessing comes from heaven, and it's God's will for us, as we can plainly see in the Scripture.
I'll tell you what prosperity is for. Okay, Terry and I were over in Dallas some time ago, and we had parked in the restaurant parking lot. She got out on her side and she headed to the restaurant. I got out and a guy walking the streets came up to me. And he said, I'm not crazy. He said, I am taking care of my granddaughter. I have custody of my granddaughter. And he said, I just need money for diapers. And you know, the Lord had spoken to me before he came up to me. The Lord said, you're going to have an opportunity.
The Lord had you ready.
And I took him by the arm, the shoulders, and I said, I will help you if you let me pray for you. He said, that's exactly what I need.
Praise
so I started to pray for him, and he was like, yes, amen. I mean, you can tell, somebody's go spend money on booze or something, but this was different. And I prayed for him, and then I gave him some money, and he started talking to me, and the conversation got around to Kenneth Copeland, and he looked at me, and he said, 2 years ago, I was in prison.
Oh, Jesus.
And Kenneth Copeland's materials are the materials that got me through.
Praise God. And you were blessed now.
And I just stood there and I said, God, you are so good. Praise you are God. So good.
Praise God.
And we just rejoiced together and just... That's what prosperity is all about.
That's what it's for.
That's what it's for. That's what it's for.
But the more you do it, the more you increase. It's a great system.
That's right. It's a wonderful system.
The more you can help people. Hallelujah.
That's right. So we're talking this week and last week about bulldog faith. Bulldog faith is aggressive. Faith is aggressive. Faith is the force that moves mountains in our lives.
Why does faith have to be aggressive? Because the curse is aggressive.
Well, I'm going to say something about that.
Okay.
Before we went on the air, the Lord started talking to me about the aggressiveness of the curse. Mm-hmm. And I believe I have a word for you right now. There are some people that are watching who are dealing with cancer. Cancer is an aggressive thing.
Yes, it is.
We have to be more aggressive on the faith side. Mm-hmm. We have to out-aggress cancer. So right now, in the name of Jesus, if you've been struggling with cancer, I speak the word of life over you, and I make the faith command, I make the faith demand. Cancer, you bow your knee to the name above every name, the name of Jesus.
Cell, you die.
And we take hold of it by faith. We take it by the throat and yank it out in the name of Jesus. And we make the faith declaration that you are cancer free.
Say
this after me. I am cancer free.
Cancer free.
I am filled.
I'm filled
with the faith of God.
With the faith of God.
And I take authority.
And I take authority.
This is the victory that overcomes cancer.
This is the victory that overcomes cancer.
Even
bulldog faith.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now that's why we have to be aggressive, and that's why faith is aggressive.
That's right. And that's the way you are when you're home by yourself, and maybe the symptoms of the flu come on you, and you don't I this is a good prayer, but it's not good here. You don't say, give me this day my daily bread when the flu's trying to come on you.
Mm-hmm.
You say, flu,
yeah. Flu,
in the name of Jesus.
Get off.
You get your hands off my body. Yeah. I'm not taking flu.
That's right.
In Jesus'
That's
name.
Right. That's
aggressive
right.
Faith. I like that
That's
term.
That's right.
So aggressive faith.
It's aggressive. What you just said sparked that. The curse is aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be more aggressive.
Well, yeah, it's come to kill, steal, and destroy.
Yeah,
it has to be aggressive.
So we have to be aggressive. We have to.
But Jesus came that we might have life and have it.
That's right.
More abundantly.
That's right.
That's aggressive.
That's aggressive.
That's where I'm going.
And that's what we have to do.
That's
what we have to be. So I believe that those who were struggling with cancer, I believe that there are miracles taking place right now.
Any disease.
Or any sickness, any disease, any infirmity. You get aggressive on the Word of God.
Yes, amen.
You get focused on the Word of God. You get determined on the Word of God. You get persistent on the Word of God. You get tenacious about the Word of God.
Amen.
And you take what rightfully belongs to you.
Yeah, and get in a good church that preaches and teaches
how
to live by faith.
That's
church.
So important. That is so important that you do that.
That's right.
Or if you're not in a church right now, Gloria, the church, and I'm so grateful for this, the church, they've given the church an unlimited time slot on Sunday mornings on DISH.
Praise God.
BVOVN. The church, we start at 9 o'clock, Terry's teaching Sunday school on faith. So you get an hour of teaching. Then we start the service. And last Sunday, the service went for 3 hours. We had signs, wonders, miracles, the preaching of the Word, the worship
Hallelujah.
Of God. And we have an unlimited time slot for DISH TV. So you can, if you're not in a church right now, or if you not find a church,
yeah.
you can tune in to EMIC and you can join us right there. You'll hear the Word of God.
That's right.
You'll hear the living, breathing Word of God. So get aggressive about
now,
it.
Now, next time you come on, George, you'll bring us testimonies of people that have been healed.
That's what we need to do.
Church services.
That's what we need. I'll do that for you because we have testimony after testimony. We have people's eyesight that's come back, ears opened up, legs that have been strengthened, people right. that have gotten out of wheelchairs. Gloria, we are really
Hallelujah.
Pressing in. We're pressing in.
Jesus
to,
is manifesting.
We're pressing into the tent meeting anointing.
Amen. The
because
tent
why? It's back.
It's back.
It's back.
Praise God.
So let's talk
All
today.
Right, let's go to faith.
So we've talked about aggressive faith and persistent. Today, you and I are going to talk about, and Gloria, about fully persuaded faith. Oh, I tell you, Gloria, that's one of my favorite topics.
That's awesome.
Fully persuaded faith.
Well, and you know why it's so exciting? The Bible says all things are possible to him that believeth.
Believes, yes.
Him can't believeth without faith.
That's right. Him
but
can't
with
believe.
Faith,
with
him
it.
Can believeth.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, and we know that yeah. faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of
didn't
God.
It say it might come. It says it's come. Where the Word's received, faith comes. Preached
that's
and
why,
received, faith comes.
That's why we have a faith network.
That's right.
We believe for this. You guys have believed for this for a long time.
It's awesome.
I get testimonies from people. I read some of the testimonies that come back on DISH TV.
Yeah.
There are people that's all they watch now.
Praise
that's
God.
That's all they're watching on
that's
television is BVOVN. Whether it's on Roku or it's on the website or on DISH TV, they're watching it 24 hours a day.
Praise
it's really, Gloria, it's the very first all-faith channel ever.
And we got to be in on it.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God. Fully persuaded faith. We have got to be fully persuaded that what God has said in His Word is true. It's for us. We believe it and we aggressively take hold of it. And if you look with me here in Romans chapter 4, verse 16, it says, therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace to the end or to the result that the promise might be sure to all the seed, not only to that which is of the law, but to that which is also of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I've made thee the father of many nations, like him whom he believed, even God, who quickens the dead and calls those things that be not as though they were. Who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy word thy seed be. Now, in those first three scriptures, and we'll read the next ones in just a few moments, but I want to touch on something here about what Abraham did, and it's the same thing we need to do. And if you look at this, in verse 18, it says, who against hope, or you could say there, in spite of the impossibility.
When there was no hope.
When there was no
hope. When there was no hope.
Yeah.
Okay.
When there was no hope, he believed. Mm-hmm. He believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken. Now, Gloria, I did a word study on that phrase there, according to. And in the Greek, it means to heartily agree.
Praise God.
Abraham.
So this is a scripture, George, that we can always use when they say there's no hope for him.
That's right.
There's no hope for
him. Oh, that's good.
We don't have a cure for that.
That's good. That's Glory the scripture.
We have hope.
Because we have faith. Who against hope, he believed in hope, mm-hmm. that he might become the father of many nations, but he did it according to. He did it in, and that's what the Greek word means, heartily agree. He wholeheartedly agreed with God that he would become the father of many nations. In spite of the impossibility of the situation, Abraham fully agreed with God that he would become the father of many nations. And that's how we develop a fully persuaded faith. That's how we develop a bulldog faith. I heartily agree with everything that God has said about me in His Word.
Amen. I do too.
I aggressively agree. I heartily agree. You said something a couple of days ago about how we read our Bibles every day. Mm-hmm. And this morning, I was up early. I read my chapters for the day. And I was in hearty agreement with what God was saying about me. You
Amen.
Read a scripture.
Amen. I'm going to start using that, George. I'm glad you pointed out. I'm going to read that and I'm going to say, I heartily agree.
I heartily agree with that. I Glory. Wholeheartedly,
awesome.
With all of my heart, I agree, God, with what you have said about me. Abraham agreed. Now, that's how we develop our faith.
You know, that's a good way, that's a good word to describe what we all did when we found out the word was true.
Mm-hmm.
We took it. We didn't have revelation on that. We hadn't put that together yet, but we heartily agreed.
Yes.
On prosperity.
Yes.
Because we were so broke. And when we didn't have anything broke, but we owed money. How do you do that? I don't know. But when we heard
you
the word
agreed
of God,
with it.
That He meets all of our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus, we heartily agree.
I heartily agree.
That's a great word.
Wholeheartedly, fully believe that word.
Awesome.
That's what I believe.
Yeah.
Amen. That's what I believe.
And that's the way we live.
And I am a believer. I am not a doubter. I take hold of that word. I stand on that word. I walk it out to victory. And that's how we develop our faith in this. We heartily agree with what God has already said. I heartily agree with God when He said, I am more than a conqueror through Him that loved me. I agree with that. I totally agree with that. So that's what Abraham did.
When we were in debt, driving an old car, mm-hmm. living in a little project house,
mm-hmm.
we begin to hear about faith, how to use your faith, that there was hope. We didn't know before
Right.
Well, we heartily agreed
yes,
with it.
Yes.
And we'd drive our old car over to Brother Hagin's and there in Tulsa, and you know, it's just wonderful that we got there.
You made it again.
But I never had noticed this scripture this way, but what we did was when we heard about believing God, and faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God, we heartily agreed with it. And we heartily mm-hmm. believed and mm-hmm. agreed and touched mm-hmm. the fact that we were coming out of debt.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that's the way it works. If you just, the just shall live by faith and this and that. And some people believe that, but it could be true. That's not heartily believing.
Yeah.
Jump into it when you hardly believe.
You all have taught us how to be extreme.
Yes, and isn't it good?
We are extreme.
Isn't it
in
good?
Our believing.
Extreme's a good word. We're extreme.
I was listening to Brother Copeland today on a CD driving in, and from the series that we're offering on faith. And he was talking about being a believer, training himself to be a believer. And he's really quite something about this because he believes. He's a believer. And he said, now, you may think this is really strange, but if somebody were to come to me, and he started using this illustration about a man going up in a spaceship, and he fell out of the spaceship, and he came down, and he went into the Atlantic Ocean, and he swam across the Atlantic Ocean, and he had to swim back to Florida that way. Most people would say, I don't believe that. Brother Copeland would say, I believe it. I believe that. But he said, what am I doing? I'm training myself to be a believer.
Instead of a doubter.
Instead of a doubter. Well, we train ourselves to be a believer of the
That's
Word of God.
We do.
And I wrote this down in our notes.
It works too.
I want you to say this after me. I heartily agree.
With God's Word.
That I am healed. I heartily agree.
With God's Word.
That I am prosperous.
I heartily agree.
With God's Word. That I am redeemed. From the curse of the law. And I walk in the blessing of Abraham. That will change the way you approach the Word of God. I heartily agree.
I like that, George.
And that's what it means there when he agreed, when it says, according to that which was spoken.
He heartily agreed. So we heartily agree to that which is spoken.
That's right.
Ah,
heartily,
like
fully, yeah. And totally agree.
You act on it, you take it, you believe it, you talk it, you say it. Say it. I have it.
Let's go now to verse 19.
All right.
And not being weak in faith. Well, Abraham had developed himself a bulldog faith. He got to the place, Gloria, where he was not listening to the negative comments that were around him. He saw himself. He began to see himself as the father of many nations. God taking him out into the desert and saying, you will be, your offspring will
Praise
be
God.
As the dust in the ground.
Yes.
Or taking him and looking up from the place where he was and seeing the stars that you would be, your offspring, your seed would be as the stars of the sky. And so God was developing his faith. He was building his faith.
Amen.
So
you've got it laid out here. He staggered not.
There you go.
Through unbelief.
He refused.
He didn't waver.
He didn't waver.
Hesitate or doubt.
Nope.
He took it. That's
yep.
what we do with the Word. We take it. He wasn't double-minded, thinking one thing one day and then next day, well, we're not going to get
That's
it.
That's right.
He was focused and single-minded. And that's a
Absolutely.
Description of what we're supposed to be
that's
doing
That's what we're
in
supposed to do.
And that's what works.
That's what we must
that's
do. Well, in verse 19, not being weak in faith, he considered not his own body. He didn't consider the circumstances.
Uh-uh.
We're talking about the foundational principles.
He wouldn't today if he were here and he went to the doctor and he got a bad report. He wouldn't consider the doctor's report.
Mm-hmm.
He would consider the Word of God
that's
that says
right.
he's healed.
That's right.
And that's what we do. We consider the Word for our healing. If I have a pain, which is normal for me, but I consider the Word. I consider that by His stripes I was healed. Amen.
I'm reminded at this moment about a conversation that Barry Tubbs, Barry's been working with us for years, and I had the other day. We were talking about an individual that was in the hospital. He was given a report, bad report. Barry looked at me and he said, the first report is not the last report.
That's good, isn't it? That's good.
I thought, wow, that is good.
Oh, we should write that down here.
The first report, I'll tell you right now. Those of you that have gotten a bad report, that bad report, that first report is not the last report. This is the first. This is the last. And you need to get in hearty faith agreement with what God has already said about you. I just believe there's a healing anointing right now going across all of those that are watching us. The healing power of God is flooding. It's flooding people's physical bodies.
Praise
I believe
God.
That there are bones
yes,
that are
healing,
coming together
healing.
Again.
Praise
there are
God.
There are masses and things within that are being flushed out. There's an awesome move right now of the healing power of God among those that are watching us. Now you heartily agree with that. You say, I agree with Pastor George right now. You take that healing in the name of Jesus and you be just like Abraham. He was not weak in faith. He considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but he was strong in faith, giving glory to God. He was fully persuaded that what God had promised, he was able to perform.
I am fully persuaded.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
I'm fully
awesome,
persuaded.
Awesome.
It says in verse 20, we just have moments left here, but if you look there at the bottom of the page, in verse 20, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. In the Weiss translation, it says, in view of the promise of God, he did not vacillate in the sphere of unbelief between two mutually exclusive expectations, but he was strengthened with respect to his faith, having given glory to God. I like the J.B. Phillips translation, with undaunted, that's point four down there at the bottom, with undaunted faith, he looked at the facts, his age and Sarah's barrenness, yet he refused, that yet is a big word, isn't it? Yet he refused to allow any distrust of a definite pronouncement of God to make him waver.
Praise God. That's
and then the Amplified, no unbelief or distrust made him waver concerning the promise of God, but he grew strong and was empowered by faith as he gave praise and glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And then on your second page, we'll finish up in the last minute here. Abraham became fully persuaded. He became fully persuaded, totally assured, completely confident, unquestionably certain. Fully persuaded faith dares to believe God instead of the natural circumstances. So I dare you to believe God. I dare you to use your faith. He was fully convinced that what God was able to do, whatever he promised him. And now, you know, this the last moment here, it says, this was not written in verse 23, this was not written for his sake alone, that it was imputed, but for us also. I speak over you right now in the name of Jesus. And I am in the spirit right now, taking you by the throat. And I'm telling you, you get strong in faith. And you get fully persuaded right now that what God has promised you, he is able to do. But he needs your hearty agreement. He needs your faith. He needs you right now to believe it, to take it, to receive it, and be fully persuaded that you have what you need and what you are believing for. Fully persuaded faith. Gloria, that's what we are believing for, and that's what we walk in.
That's what we walk in.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.